Right, so it's not like Rav Rosenzweig invented the methodology of looking at the Koseres, nor Rav Lichtenstein for that matter, nor the Rav. Right, so Rabbeinu Avraham ben Arambam says, if you want to understand my father, look at the Koseres. Okay, just in case. You know, people say, oh, these fancy brisker diukim, you know. His own son said, you have to know how to read the book. Okay. Okay, so Rabbeinu Avraham ben Arambam says two things in the name of his father. And the question is he batting 1,000, 500? Or maybe he's 0 for 2. So, on the first score, namely that the Rambam really originally thought that Kiddusha Kesef is Derabanan, and then he came back and all he had to do was scratch out that one line and say, Ushloshtan din Torah, right? It's very, very, very difficult. Even the syntax doesn't really make that much sense in Hilchos Ishus, let alone Perek Gimel. It's all very difficult. The Rambam, he speculates, was Choser later in his life. He re-understood the Gemara in Ksuvis. Once we get to Shavua Rabbanan Libilaso Bilas Nos, then we learn that the mechanisms of Afkenu can be effective even against Doraisas, and therefore Kiddusha Kesef really can be a Doraisa. Number one, that's what he says. And number two, that Kiddushin to the Shoel and Achanami is not a fully independent mitzvah, but is the first half of mitzvahs Kiddushin hyphen Nisuin. Viharaya and the Koseres, Lisa Isha, Biksuba v'kidushin. I'm very skeptical of this. If you want to, you know, talk about how the Koseres proves that kidushin is always attached to nisuin, and together they make one mitzvah, so to some extent, elameata lefaro sularavos mimena. I don't know. So then why not say it's all part of one big construct, Kiddushin, Nisuin, and Periya Verivya? But more to the point, I don't see how you can read Hilchos Ishus, Perek Aleph, Halachos Aleph through Dalid, especially within the framework of Losi Akadesha Mibnos Yisrael, the Rambam's understanding of Kodem Matan Torah, La'achar Matan Torah, the restriction of a Maisa Bia to the context of a Kinyan, Bifnei Edim. I'm not suggesting for a moment that the Rambam thinks that a person who does Erusin without any intent of doing Nisuin has fulfilled the mitzvah Bishleimusa or Ketikuna. I think we could all agree to that. But I'm not sure that the formulation of Rabbeinu Avraham ben Arambam is correct, that Kiddushin is not independently a mitzvah. Likuchin Elu, mitzvah sase shel Torah heim. If Be'ones, I'm just asking, the man dies before doing the Nisuin, he hasn't fulfilled the mitzvah of Kiddushin. So Rabbeinu Avraham ben Arambam will tell me, oh, what are you going to do with the Gemara in Moed Katan? So I think it's obvious. This is why I asked for the context. What's the Gemara in Moed Katan worried about? What's animating that Gemara? There are many different formulations, but in the end, Nachi, what's it about? In Marvin, Simcha b'Simcha. So what the Gemara means to say is what, yeah, so when do you have to worry about that? You're not going to have to worry about that until there's some expression or manifestation of that simcha. So within the confines of this Gemara, so the Gemara formulates it as, okay, Erisin, the Lokavid Mitzvah, versus Nisuin, the Ka'avid Mitzvah. But it's clear that the Gemara is not engaging in some holistic evaluation of Erisin versus Nisuin. They were trying to figure out what really presents a conflict. What presents a conflict in terms of a Samach V'Chagecha below B'Ishtecha. And also, the flip side of that coin, that the Isha should be able to have her own time. That's another formulation in the Gemara, right, where that, you know, you're not giving her full due. So I'm not at all convinced by this presentation, but the more important news is that I'm not alone. Who is a great skeptic of this Eidos? So none other than Rabbi Yosef Karo himself. You know, so with all due deference to Rabbeinu Avraham ben Arambam, the truth of the matter is that the Kesef Mishnah, in possession of all of the relevant data, is mitzadeid to whom? Who does he think actually got the Rambam right? The Magen Mishnah. Okay, so KD, let's put that into the record. If those who wish to understand the Rambam as the Ramban and as the Ravid did, if they were really correct, there should be another 10 pages, or at least 5, in the first parak of Masechet HaKiddushin, as if it wasn't long enough already, trying to figure out what happens if you're Mekadesh B'Kesef and then somebody else is Mekadesh B'Shtar Rabia. Again, get Mishneihem, Choshesh in the Kiddushin. Right? That were really so. And the silence is deafening. Eino mitakonas chachamim. So substantively, it's really halach l'Moshe Misinai. But instead of halach l'Moshe Misinai in the sense of Moshe Rabbeinu, you should know this is the halacha. He said, Moshe Rabbeinu, you should know I'm encoding Kiddushei Kesef into the Torah through the mechanism called Gzeirah Shavah. See, I'm teaching you right now, Parshas Kiseitze, Ki Yikach Ishi Shau V'Ala, please remember, Chayisara Nasati Kesef Hasada Kach Mimeni. Okay. There's no problem whatsoever. Oh, so that's all we mean. Midivrei Sofer means is that we would have, it's a slightly different iteration of what the Magid Mishnah said, but we call it Midivrei Sofer to reflect the idea that nobody would have read Ki Kach Ishi Shau V'Allah had it not been said to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai that there's a Gzera Shava of Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephron. Nobody would have read that pasuk and assumed Ki Kach Ishi Shau V'Allah really means Kiddushei Kesef. So the rabbis made, particularly one rabbi, the name of Moshe, made an indispensable contribution to our understanding of this mechanism by receiving this tradition at Har Sinai. Again, I think in some sense this is too aggressive. I don't know why we have to say that. I would say what you really need is a chalos d'oraisa. That answers all of the questions. Midivrei Sofer means that there was some, as I like to call, rabbinic initiative. Or like the Gemara Menachos says, a very good model of that. Right? It contrasts, you know, the methods of derivation with, as you know, the end of the Gemara, halachal Moshe Misinai. So Moshe Rabbeinu was given the tools of the Yud Gimel Midos Torah Nidreshes Bahen, amongst them are Gzeira Shava, and there were many dinim that were derived in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, there were many dinim that were derived in the days of Yoshua, and then Zakenim, Nevi'im, you know, etc. There were dinim that were derived all the way down, using those mechanisms. They can all have a chalos d'oraisa. In potentially. Okay, so again, the Magid Mishnah and the Kesef Mishnah take absolutely maximalist positions that basically kicha kicha mistei Ephron, for all intents and purposes, halacha Moshe Misinai. We call it Gzeira Shava because Moshe Rabbeinu was told about the Gzeira Shava. But it's what we normally think about in terms of a halacha Moshe Misinai. Okay, very good. So what we have here, just, you know, summing it up, is a suggestion that the Rambam may have been Choser, that's Ravram ben Arambam, and the rejoinder to that from the Kesef Mishnah based largely on the Torah of the Magid Mishnah. So now we're ready to begin sort of the final piece of the Sugya. And here what we're going to be doing first is just simply documenting the case. Well, take it slow. I know not everybody is in exactly the same place in terms of where we're holding. And so just to summarize, in terms of Divrei Sofrim, the Ramban, the Ravid, Rav Avraham ben HaRambam would concede that if that is the accurate gerus of the Rambam, then the Rambam really would think that Kiddushei Kesef is a din d'Rabbanan. Rav Ram ben Arambam says that's why my father was Choser later in life, that's why he specifically changed the Girsa, because he certainly did not maintain that position that wasn't Sof Daito on this matter. But the Magid Mishnah, the Kesef Mishnah, the Ramach are all of the view that the Rambam very much holds that there's a Chalos Darais and the Maskana, as we say Rabbeinu Avraham ben Arambam is also of that mindset. Okay, so let's take a look at how this gets channeled, the halacha, like we do with any sugi, the Torah, the Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Yosef, and the relevant Nosei Kelim. Oh, sure. What everybody got? Okay. Go. Okay, KD, take it away. So you see, in Evinu Ezer and Simin Chavav, so Midaraisa, Kesef, Shtar, and Bia, but the rabbis prohibited, I didn't say anything about the Chalos here, but they prohibited the mechanism of Kiddushei Bia because of the Pritza Shebo. Okay, the Mechaber.
Ha'isha Mikdash B'shloshet Drachim V'kasef O B'shtar O B'viyah Min HaTorah Al-Kham Yu'asu L'Kash B'viyah Mishim Pidus V'im Ava V'kidesh B'viyah V'akin Oto Manas Brothers V'hi Mikdash V'apidu Kitcha B'chasef O B'shtar Im Lo Shidach Tchila O Shekidesh B'shuk V'akin Oto Manas Brothers V'hi Mikdash V'yish Omer V'she'in V'akin אם קידיש וחסף או בשטר אפילו בשוק ולא שידוך ולא ראיתי
מימי ולא ראיתי מימי
שהביטו מי שקידיש ולא שידוך.
Okay, so let's just sort of take stock where we are so far. Matur, we saw the Shulchan Aruch, we saw the Rama. KD, what do we have? Meaning all three of the drachim, kesef, shtar, and bia, are all dinei Torah.
But bia was a common cousin.
Okay, good. And what about the Rama?
Rama
says he says, "Lo ra'isim yamai shikimish shekidesh below shiduchen." It'd really be limited to kiddushei bia. But what's really significant about this Rama? Think a little bit more deeply. The Rama interests himself in which issue? Ezra?
The shiduchen and not whether or not kesef is.
He takes that as axiomatic. You guys are learning, you always have to be sensitized to what's being said, what's not being said, right? It's not as if the Rama, you know, skipped over this halacha. He had plenty to say, but what he thought was clearly, by implication, a davar pashut, which is that all shlosha drachim are min haTorah. No contest. The Tur, the Shulchan Aruch, by implication, the Rama, they all maintain that this is a clear matter. That Kiddushei Kesef is a Din Torah. It's non-controversial. The Beis Yosef, picking up on the Tur, says, yeah, beginning of the Masachta, Yishin Niknes B'Shalosh Drachim, Konas Atzim B'Shtrei Drachim, Niknes B'Kesef B'Shtar U'Biya. I promise you that the Beis Yosef is not shy when the Torah quotes a din to say the following in hundreds of places. Lashon Rabbeinu X. Vehevi etzeh midivrei harash. Aval isa b'ramba. Literally, for a living. Hundreds of times. That's a basic structure of the Beis Yosef. Very often the Torah himself says, Kach amar Adoni Avizal, Uvi Rambam. Nobody does that here. It's really striking. Not the Torah, not the Mechaber, not in the Beis Yosef, not in the Shulchan Aruch, not in the Ramah. They take it as totally non-controversial that Kiddushei Kesef is a Din Torah. You know, if you're sometimes for people for smicha, they don't learn from the Gemara. They learn Tor Beis Yosef. This is just for efficiency. You have to do that. I mean, hopefully, you know, okay, Yitzchak Elchanan, there's a requirement. You have to learn Chulin. You actually have to take a Gemara course. But, you know, the way that you learn in halacha, most of your simanim is you start with the Tor. You go to Beis Yosef, if you're very diligent, you do the Bach and the Prisha and the Drisha and the Darchei Moshe. And then you move on to the Shulchan Aruch. And the Mechaber and the Shach and the Taz. Bechulei Bechulei. If that's what you did in this sugya, you would have like literally no idea that Kiddush Kesef was this massive controversy. Allegedly. That the most prominent of all Rishonim, according to some of his interlocutors, claimed that this was a Din D'Rabbanan. There's an amazing development, l'halacha, in this sugya. If you hadn't learned it through the Rambam, you would never have known. That's amazing. The Beis Yosef clearly, I mean, we know this from the Kesef Mishnah, I don't have to speculate, the Beis Yosef thought it was an open and shut case, that the Rambam believed that Kiddush Kesef is Din Torah. So much so that he feels no burden, not in the Shulchan Aruch, not in the Beis Yosef, feels no burden to explain when the Torah simply says that Kiddush Kesef is a Din Torah. He doesn't even enter the discussion. He considers it a moot point. Again, I'll tell you how surprised I was to learn this in my 20s. When I was your age, I thought there was this raging dispute about Kiddush Kesef being a Din D'Rabbanan. You know, the older guys around the Beis Medrash, you know, when I was your age, oh, Kesef, what does Divrei Sofer mean? This whole controversy. When you get further on in the halachic process, the controversy is resolved. It's not until the Beis Shmuel, who basically lived in the 17th century, died in the 18th century, one of the most important Nosei Kelim on Evan Ha'eser, so he comments, so the Beis Shmuel says, Minatorah. You get a little bit of a, you know, meitzitz min acharakim. You get a little bit of a remez that there was something to talk about here, i.e. the Ramban wrote 30 pages on this topic. Okay? There's no less an authority than the Ramban felt that this was a five-alarm fire. The Ravid himself was, you know, perturbed. The Rambam's own son had to claim that he was chozer. But the Beis Shmuel, in two lines, you know, he deals with the matter. He says, Kosev HaRambam, Reishel Chosishos. Nothing to see. Just, you know, just in case you hear around the Beis Medrash that there was some controversy about it, just know the Kesef Mishnah, the Magid Mishnah, put that one to rest. They put it to bed. Good morning, good afternoon, good night. Kiddush Kesef min HaTorah. And then, the Boyer Heitev, right? This is a compilation, again, half a century later, of everything that had been written to this point. Again, he just tries to aggregate all of the important literature in this regard. So what does he do with this? Min HaTorah. This will sound very familiar. It's not a typo. KD? This is an Ein Perek Dan Milchus Yishu. So the Boyer Heitev, again, just wants to make sure, you know, everybody's alerted to the Beis Shmuel. Everybody should understand that this, you know, has been an open and shut case. All right. Is it going to be Chozer V'Neir? Are we going to reopen the file? Is it a cold case? So the Aruch HaShulchan, Gdolei HaPoskim of the 19th century, writes, okay. Any ambiguity there? No. V'chulan min HaTorah. Okay. Now, in the Hakdama, just so that everybody appreciates this, the Aruch HaShulchan, in his Hakdama, explains what he's going to do. So he's going to say, I'm going to teach you all of Shas. through the prism of the Shulchan Aruch. I'm going to go through each sim in the Shulchan Aruch, but you know, I feel kind of badly because maybe not everybody knows all the Gemaras on which everything is based. So I'll go, I'll tell you what the halachos are, I'll show you where they're all from, I'll explain all the Rishonim, like every simon in the Aruch HaShulchan. And then he writes, and then, you know, like I'm also going to tell you along the way, because the Rambam was the greatest of all of the Rishonim, that the things that come up in the Rambam, you should know all of the important discussions that come up in the Rambam. And he says that's part of his agenda. So when the Aruch HaShulchan wants to, quote-unquote, go on a tangent, because he thinks that there's something important to tell us in the Rambam, he says in his Hakdama that he will do that, and he lives up to that. He's always pursuing Shitas HaRambam. Okay, sometimes he has suggestions, sometimes not sure about his suggestion, whatever it is. Here, it's striking. He felt that it was so obvious that the Rambam's position was that it's Min HaTorah, that by his own description, again, as I should have given you guys the Hakdama to look at, he doesn't perceive this as some matter of controversy that needs to be, like, you know, explored. What did the Rambam really mean? Chulam Min HaTorah. That's the Aruch HaShulchan's summation of it all. Right? If he felt the Rambam disagreed, he would tell you the Rambam disagreed. If he felt the Rambam was ambiguous, he would tell you, you know, the Rambam, this is big country. He says, V'chulam min HaTorah. So what are the derivations? Bekesef. It's not as if he has some others. It's not as if he says, oh, you know, V'yatzal chinam min kasef. That's why it's still Raisa. Well, yesh kesef la'adonacher, maniu av. No, that's not it. It's kicha kicha misteyefron, and that's a din Torah. The chalos is doraisa, unquestionably, unequivocally. So the Aruch HaShulchan is very clear that they're all Dinei Torah. He's very clear as to what the derivations are. And there's no doubt in his mind that Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephron establishes Kiddushei Kesef Mi Deoraisa. The fact of the matter is that the halachic evolution of this sugya, the trajectory is absolutely clear. The overwhelming consensus to the point of unanimity from the days of the Torah on was that Shitas HaRambam was a Kiddush HaKesef Zedin Torah. Most often, it's taken as a given. The Beis Shmuel says, okay, there was a little bit of controversy, but the Magen Mishnah and the Kesef Mishnah slammed the door on that and threw away the key. Okay. And that you could never have predicted. You start where we started, with the Rambam and the Ramban and the Shorashim. You would have never guessed, right? I mean, given the vitriol, there's no other word for it, that the Ramban heaves at the Rambam in that context, you know, for his idea that Kiddush HaKesef and Yidgibol Midos in general, he thinks, you know, the Rambam has downgraded Rov HaTalmud to be a Din DeRabbanan, that the consensus is that there's just no way the Rambam meant that. And we'll play this out, God willing, we'll finish up tomorrow and see, you know, the implications of this and what they are, and hopefully be able to, you know, revisit and solidify our perspective about the Rambam's utilization of Divrei Sofer.